I'm now with Dania High Line.
We've heard your voice up there for some time now.
I have been the announcer at Dania High Line for the past three seasons.
Yeah.
And I will no longer be the announcer for the Fronton. Changing over, I'm the advertising and promotion manager for Dania High Line and Milford High Line.
Milford, Connecticut.
Milford, Connecticut. Earlier this week, it was in Milford. We broke ground on the facility. It will be a...
You're building a High Line Fronton in Milford, Connecticut.
Right.
That's pretty good.
4,600 seat, incredible building. It's just like nothing that has ever been designed before. It'll, go into things like glass elevators, glass escalator systems. The minute you walk in the Fronton, you see the playing. You don't have to walk underneath the seats to get out into the court. It's designed with all of the mistakes that have been made in the past 43 years of High Line Frontons in this country. And
all these mistakes having been overcome.
Yeah, well, it's you have a building. There's not much you can do with it once you've got the... it either looks like a supermarket,
yeah,
or it's designed like an airplane hangar, a blimp hangar, or something like that. And all of this has been taken into consideration in building this new facility. It'll open the summer of 1976.
Do you have the same players?
We are anticipating the same roster. We have 45 players on contract for the season, and we are also breaking ground later this month in Palma, Mallorca, Spain, for a new Fronton there.
So I take it, Johnny, that you're going to be traveling between Miami, Milford, Connecticut, and Palma, Mallorca.
That is a possibility.
Gee, John, I've noticed that you have a lot of Cestas in your collection, and I imagine you take all these Cestas with you, maybe 10 suitcases. You perhaps need an aide, a Cesta aide. I was a Cesta aide back in 57. Did you know that? I was with Ortega.
Oh, really?
I carried every Cesta that boy ever used.
Excellent.
Rebote, Johnny. Those are the only
Chula,
two words I know.
Rebote, Chula.
No, Chula has a show. He's
That's
a football
right.
coach. Chula
yeah.
is a football
Don
coach.
Don Chula.
Don Chula.
Everyone knows him.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But anyway, it's a relatively new endeavor. I do play amateur highline.
You play the game?
Yes,
too.
I play it.
Why is it dangerous? I know because the pelota travels so quickly.
And it's also very hard. The point of impact is about 150 miles an hour into the body, which can hurt. And
That's a heavy, really.
It dents.
Does that ever happen?
Oh, quite a bit.
Have you seen that happen?
I've been hit. I've had my glasses, wearing my glasses and have, the frame bent around my nose.
When was that, when you were hit?
Oh, this was, I would say, about 9 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
You noticed the change.
That's what I noticed.
Yeah, something occurred that night. No, but it can be a very dangerous sport. There are now requirements in this country that players must wear helmets. That's due to probably one of the greatest front court men to ever live, Fernando Orbea.
Yeah.
Who was at Miami High Line, was hit in Spain, and Orbea did come back to play. And, of course, there was the great player strike in 67, which changed the entire course of High Line, where we had a new influx of players. Every conceivable person that could throw the ball was hired at that time. And now the quality of High Line play has gotten back up. It's a well-accepted thing that it has never... going to return within the next couple of years anyway to the standard that it had achieved at that time, because this was a compilation of the greatest players that ever been assembled back then, both Dania and Miami High Line, and they are now none of the old players, with maybe five exceptions, play in this country.
I want to know something, John Knox. Why is it that we never hear of any scandals in High Line? Now, we've got the guys with the dogs, the dog tracks.
Right.
We've got the horses. It's a standard thing, but we never hear about corruption in High Line.
You have to realize that in a Fronton, which is the term for the High Line auditorium, the High Line playing court area, that it is under such tight control. Now, granted, the players are individuals. They live their own lives. But the moments they are under the care of Dania High Line or a Miami High Line, we fly them into this country. We take care of their working visas. We take care of their taxes. We take care of all of their problems for them. When I say we, this is an accepted thing among the High Line. And it is such a tight control. There have been problems. These people, usually in a High Line program, you see a thing called the rule with teeth. They are expelled immediately from this country.
The rule with
teeth, that's what it's called. If you are caught in any way throwing a game, you know.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
What has happened? They are immediately, they lose their license. And if you have lost a license from a Fronton,